The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
From Studio Number 7 on the FlyPod.com New Media Network, you are listening to Politically Correct. And I am your host, Gary Puckett. Our programs are geographically distributed throughout the appropriate communities, wherever they may be located around the nation. This podcast is delivered to you exclusively through the New Media Program feeds of the FlyPod.com. This particular program is being made available throughout 100% of Dearborn County, Indiana. Remember, you can also download a personal copy of any of our programs to your portable media device, then listen whenever the time is right for you. You may also feel free to post the link for this show on your social media pages. The FlyPod operates with a team of 35 individual show hosts, 80 syndication partners, and 17 different media domain platforms. For our Politically Correct show episodes, we openly invite any candidate to come on our program, regardless of their party affiliation or the elected office they are seeking. So if you want your candidate's message accurately heard in your community, have them contact us by email in Control Studio Number 7, shout@theflypod.com. My guest on today's show is Amanda Vinnip-Knoll, and she is running for the office of York Township Trustee on the Democratic ticket against the Republican candidate Greg Callahan. To all of our listeners, you need to know that our goal is to provide you with useful information about any of our candidate guests. Amanda, welcome to Politically Correct here on the FlyPod.
Thanks for having me.
Well, yes, truly. I want to welcome you to the program. We try to be a community service here with this show format and distribute it, in this case, to all of Dearborn County. You know, to begin our conversation today, I was wondering if you could give our listeners kind of a personal biography. Tell us about yourself and your past experiences.
Okay, well, I live in Guilford. I was born and raised in Dearborn County. I graduated from Lawrenceburg High School in 2003. I have four children. They range from 6 years old to 14 years old. I'm a stay-at-home mom currently, but I'm a community advocate. So, and anybody that knows, being a stay-at-home mom doesn't mean you don't work. I have co-founded nonprofit organizations in the area. Most recently, I've been instrumental to the success of the Volunteers in Medicine of Dearborn, Ohio and Switzerland County's clinic. So that's a free clinic in Aurora. I have been advocating for stopping the rezoning of the possible subdivision area in Guilford and trying to get sewer to our residents that need it in an affordable way. So those are kinds of the things I'm focusing on and a little bit of what I've done recently.
So you're a hometown girl, as they say.
I am.
Okay. Have you run for any political office previous to this?
Not as an elected official. I am the precinct committee person for York Township for the Democratic Party. So that is an elected office, but it's an elected party office. It's done on the primary ballot just among Democrats.
The role of a township trustee is pretty broad, actually, in terms of relief and assistance to the township in which you're serving, but what are the reasons you are running for York Township Trustee? Can you give our listeners some idea as to what's motivating you here?
Well, it's really important that you realize as a trustee, you do have certain responsibilities, and then, like you said, they can be very broad. Depending on the area, what you need to do to serve your duty can vary. In Guilford, you're going to make sure that the cemeteries are okay. You know, you want to check up on West Fork. You want to make sure St. Stephen's is okay. And then, of course, the York Ridge Cemetery. You also are there in case you have citizens that are struggling. You know, I have made those calls when I was younger. and needed that help. And I feel like having been in both positions, having needed assistance previously and now moving into a situation where I help people gain assistance, I feel like I have a unique perspective on how to be an effective township trustee.
You indicated that you have made those calls yourself in reaching out for assistance years ago. You know, do you in any way view this as an effort to give back? Is that a fair assessment of what you're up to here?
I mean, that's very fair, not just for the fact that I have reached out for assistance in the past, but I have been through struggles in my life, and this county, this community has been very good to me. I've been lucky enough to meet some amazing people that have taught me how to be effective in different situations. And this is one of them that if giving back were my goal, this would be the place where I could do so most effectively.
Sure. In Indiana, the township trustee office is actually a little bit more under state control than anything, as opposed to being a county office, correct?
Absolutely.
You know, this may surprise a lot of people that is the fact, because they may go into the voting booth at the appropriate times, but the truth be known, the county is not over the township trustees.
That's correct.
So what is the size of York Township trustees, like annual budget, roughly, I mean, in dollars?
It's right around $30,000 to $35,000 is annually what they play with.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that money is coming from?
Well, it comes from the state.
State.
And so they state fund your trustee, and then you have an advisory board that helps guide and things like that. But the majority of the funding goes to the firehouse. The firehouse gets about $20,000 of that a year. And then $12,000 to $15,000 is set aside for assistance and personnel. Actually, in fiscal year 2017, we had a little over $14,000 set aside for assistance to the community residents. And we actually only spent a little over $800. We only had two people request assistance. And I don't know if that is from a lack of people needing assistance or a lack of people being aware that it's available.
Could be a combination. You never know.
Right.
Well, if there are remaining funds at the end of a budget year, are those funds retained by the township trustee, or is it a use it or lose it?
No, it actually, there is a rollover. Some of this I'm still learning. Like I said, this is my first elected office, but from the research I've done on the Indiana Financial Gateway, looking at past budgets and the beginning and ending of fiscal years, it looks that they're actually able to retain those funds.
Well, I'm sure you have read the trustee's manual and book of rules and responsibilities. There's a lot to it, actually. And I was wondering if you could share with our listeners a little bit about the duties and responsibilities that are required of a township trustee.
Right. Well, you have to sign specific agreements like non-disclosure agreements and nepotism forms. You have to carry a state bond that because you are involved with government money. So you have to carry a state bond to make sure the money's protected. You also have to be accountable for the money you spend and be transparent in the way you do it. And those are really, really important aspects of the trustee office because especially in York Township, we're lucky we have low property taxes, but in turn, that also means we have less funding. And so it's important that we are very, very transparent and hold ourselves very accountable to what we're doing with those dollars.
You know, we kind of alluded to it just a few minutes ago, but the welfare or assistance aspect of being a trustee is, is that one of the primary duties to address that if requests come to the trustee? Is that one of them?
Yes, absolutely. One of the primary duties is if someone reaches out to you and they need assistance, you as the trustee are their connect. To me, it is very important that you are aware of local resources, but also statewide resources. That way you can not only refer them to the SIEOC program, you can refer them to the Clearinghouse, you can refer them to the Pregnancy Care Center and other organizations that we have here locally doing great work.
I have been told that if someone approaches a township trustee and ask for housing temporarily, that you would even work to solve that issue?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Housing assistance, energy assistance. You know, if you have an electric bill, we had a really cold winter, it got away from you and you're struggling, they can help you make up that difference. In my situation, I was going through a divorce and I had children and I needed a little help that month getting my rent covered until mm-hmm. I moved. So, you know, it's one of those things. It's a safety net. It is a social safety net. And right now, there are so many people struggling and the economic disparity gap is widening in our area considerably. We don't really have a lot of affordable housing. We do have some luxury apartments coming in, but those are definitely not affordable to the people that live around here. So it's important to advocate for the things that will benefit your community. Just because I could possibly have a check to write someone mm-hmm. doesn't mean long-term that's going to do them any good. So as a trustee, I would be doing things like making sure that affordable housing is coming to the area so I have a place to refer people.
Would assistance with a burial for a family member, would that come into play?
Absolutely.
Here?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Right now, we do have a lot of people in the community that when they pass, there's no one left. Sometimes you outlive your family, and right now, millennials have shorter lifespans than their parents. So it's possible that this situation could increase, and we need to make sure that the funds are there for when someone does pass, that we can give them a respectful burial. You know, it's not necessarily fancy, but it is respectful.
Yeah, sure. Well, each township has a three-person township board that oversees things. Tell our listeners what the board does. Who are they responsible for overseeing? Directly the trustee, or is there more to it than that?
Well, from what I understand, they oversee the trustee, but then I do believe they weigh in a little bit on, like, the fire department issues, local community services.
Okay. Could that include maybe a road problem? Or?
Absolutely. Your voice as a trustee and as an advisory board is quite expansive. You are the advocate for your community. So just about anything they're having a problem with, you can send that on to where it needs to go to be addressed. You can help facilitate solving that problem.
Okay. Is the township trustee subject to any form of audit?
Well, yeah, I mean, you definitely want to be accountable, and you're going to get audited through the state Board of Accounts, from what I've been told. And so it's important that not only are you keeping track of everything you're doing and being transparent with it, but that you file your reports in a timely fashion, that you are making sure that all the people that are supposed to have your report are truly getting it and confirming that they're receiving it on time and that it's getting uploaded to the IFI gateway properly. So that way, not only is the person you're supposed to send it to getting it correctly, the citizens can see it correctly as well.
Mm-hmm. So it's public information at that point.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you need to make sure it's accurate.
Okay. Remind our listeners, what is the term of a county trustee?
It's 4 years.
Are trustees term limited in any way?
No, you can run every 4 years. Leo Martini has been doing it 4 years, and he's wonderful. And he's stepping up to the advisory board this year.
I see.
So it would be wonderful to work with him and knowing that they can stay on. And it's really a good thing that there's no term limit, because you get to know the families in the community. You get to know the old farm families and where their kids have gone on to and when they're coming back and things that they're struggling with.
What is the compensation paid to the York Township trustee?
It's a little over $3,000 for a year. So okay. It's not a lot, but it's enough to get you around, to pay your gas, to get out to see your constituents and get to the different places in the township.
Well, one thing you can say for sure, this position is not about the money.
It's definitely not,
not about the money
at all. This is a position that you do it because in your gut you know it needs done and you know you could do a good job.
When a township trustee provides direct aid or assistance to a citizen, mm-hmm. is there a non-disclosure, I mean, so it doesn't get out to the general public? Because it seems like if it were public and you could just openly talk about it, that people wouldn't approach the trustee because, you know, and there's a certain amount of pride involved, right?
Well, that's true. Unfortunately, some of it is actually public information. If you go onto the IFI gateway and you do a search, it's going to show who the checks were written to. So if it's written directly to you for your housing needs, then it's going to show that it was to you. Someone may not know that when they read it, but that's what it is.
Okay, so at a state level, people can find out.
Yeah, in the IFI gateway. But it's not something, you know, I as a trustee am obviously not going to go talk about anyone's business. That's private and it's personal. And that would be something that would just go against everything I believe in. I guess I'm so used to privacy violation contingencies because being in the, I'm a medical assistant by trade and then nonprofit organizations. To me, privacy is, it's automatic, but yes, it would be a privacy violation if I were to go out and talk to your neighbor about the kind of support that you needed.
As we wrap up here, Amanda, tell our listeners why you should be their choice for your township trustee when they vote in November.
Well, I'm future focused on rural preservation. I know that here we're in the heart of the county. And if we want to maintain the rural bend to our county, we have to maintain the rural community that we have in York Township. If we lose that, we're going to lose a little bit of our county. It's really important to me that that doesn't happen. So I have been fighting. I have the town meeting that we called about getting the rezoning at the firehouse when we called that for the rezoning for the Blind Hunt Development Corporation for the subdivision. We got about 85 people to come down there. We are only a township of 1,200 people, so that's a pretty good amount of people. And then at the planning and zoning meeting, we had 150 people come out. So obviously, I'm going to work hard. Actually, later this week, I have a meeting with a grant administrator regarding a community block development grant for Guilford to try and supply sewer to the area. We've known since 2007 and the sewer study that was done that we have been sitting in raw sewage in Guilford, in the town proper. There's raw sewage going into the creek, and that's where students come for biology and agricultural excursions. They look at the biological systems there, and we have sewage running into them. So no matter how many no fishing or no trespassing signs you put up, town kids are going to go in the creek. We've done it for decades. So to me, if you vote for me, you can guarantee that I'm not only going to keep your private information private, I'm also going to protect our community, and I'm going to protect what we stand for, and I'm going to use every resource that I have picked up along the way to be effective at that.
Well, Amanda, one thing I typically do with my guests here on Politically Correct is extend an open invitation to return to the show at any time during the election cycle. So as the race progresses, keep that in mind and feel free to take advantage of that offer. That's what we do as a public service. And I thank you for coming on the show today, and I'm sure voters appreciate you being my guest and sharing this information, which you have, and your thoughts and reflections on it all. We wish you good luck in the race.
Well, thank you. I just want to remind everyone real quick, you can go to indianavoters.com to register to vote. It's really fast. It only takes about 3 minutes, and you can start early voting as early as October 9th. And if you don't get a chance, come out November 6th.
Well, that is my show for today, Politically Correct. Again, I'm your host, Gary Puckett, coming free and clear to your portable media device all through the New Media Network program feeds of theflypod.com. Keep your comments coming, Dearborn County voters. Just email us in the control studio, shout@theflypod.com. Share the news about our shows on Politically Correct. Simply copy and paste the link for this show directly on your social media pages. Until our next episode, we're glad to be of service in Dearborn County, and thank you for joining us today and listening in.